My dearest Christian friends, who have been redeemed in the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ and unified together around His unchanging Word. You ever seen one of those coexist bumper stickers? I have a feeling you probably have. In case you haven't, here's a little idea. It spells the word coexist, but it does so with different religious symbols. You've got a cross, Star of David, you have a Wiccan candle, and a variety of others. They're all represented. The message is unified in this, that we should just all get along. We should learn to coexist, no religious differences. How wonderful that would be if we all could believe the same thing. How wonderful it would be to be able to live in a world where we didn't have conflict and didn't have strife and didn't have disagreements based upon what we believe in our personal convictions. I mean, that's the idea. If we could all just learn to coexist, then our world would be a happier place. No more religious wars. No more religious arguments. The difficulty with that is, to be able to coexist also means that we have to say that our differences don't matter. Really, that's what it's getting at. That's what the idea in our world now about tolerance and being able to coexist and let everything go is all about. It really comes down to a different saying that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe in something. It doesn't matter who you call God. It doesn't matter what you think is true, because all religion does is serve one purpose, to make you feel better about your life, to give you some hope and something to strive for. And every religion then can achieve that, so why can't we all just get along and realize that in the end it's the same thing? Or maybe it goes on in a different route, and I've heard this one recently, that there's only one God anyway, so no matter what you call Him, no matter who you pray to, we're all praying to the same being, aren't we? Well, that's what a lot of people believe, that's what a lot of people say, but I don't know. The more I study religion, the more I realize that the God of the Bible seems very different than the God that many other people describe. That's what it all comes down to. That's really what the idea of being able to coexist is. And I'll be honest, it would be great, it would be wonderful to not have arguments and confrontation about it. But we have to be realistic about the world we live in, and we also have to show honor and respect to our Lord in what He says in His Word. Because He here says that we're not going to live in a world that's going to be without conflict. We're not going to live in a world where we can just harmoniously coexist. Not if we actually want the truth to be proclaimed. In fact, as we take a look at our gospel lesson from Luke's gospel once again, we hear God come out and say, Jesus says that there will be division. Even amongst households there will be division. In fact, what we see today is God's vision of division. And maybe we have to realize it's not such a bad thing. Jesus in our gospel, he kind of gets right to the point. He talks about how households themselves will be divided. That there's not going to be nice and peace and harmony. I think we all understand that, at least to some degree. I can't imagine that there's anybody here who hasn't at one point or at some time faced a difference of opinion amongst your family. Many of you probably have faced a difference of opinion when it comes to religious or spiritual ideals amongst your family. It causes a division. It causes some heated debate. In fact, that's what Jesus said. We read again from Luke's gospel, the second half of what he said. Yes, from now on there will be five divided in one household, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her father, her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. There'll be division. And not just in the extended family. Jesus even says there's going to be division among your immediate family. You're not going to all agree. You're not going to all come together in one unified whole. But there's going to be problem and there's going to be division. These words are true, and we see it. Do we live in a world that's unified in what we believe? I mean, just watch the news. Just listen to people speak. Just look at our world today. We have a world that has so many different views on what religion is and who the true God is and what we have to do for forgiveness, what we have to do for life. The ideas that are out there are endless, and there's new ones come up with every single day. There's differences among us as individuals. There's differences among us as religions. But do they really matter? Is it really that big of a deal? Or should we just coexist and just learn to live with it? I'm going to tell you right now why it's a big deal. Because Jesus himself also said that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him. And there's a lot of religions out there that don't say Jesus is the Savior, Jesus is the one who has forgiven sin, and that through him we have forgiveness and life. They go a different route in a different way. And if Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life, how can we have a religion that doesn't follow Jesus still leading to anything good? There's going to be division. Should we just deal with it? How can we? How can we say it's okay for someone to believe whatever they want if we know that ultimately, because it's not through Jesus, it's going to lead them to hell? That can't be acceptable to us. It's not acceptable to him. There's a lot of religions in this world. Hinduism, Islam, Mormonism, Judaism, the list goes on. Take a look at those world religions, you'll find out that they all have one thing in common, which makes it vastly different from Christianity. In every single one, it is by our own effort and by our own work, something we have to do in order to win for us whatever we are trying to obtain. The vast difference there is Christianity has nothing to do with us, and it has everything to do with Christ. He's the one who forgives. He's the one who gives life. That's a big difference. Because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Which means every other religion that chases ourselves and our own goals, our own merits, our own goodness, means it's not following Jesus. I'm going to be honest with you, as far as God is concerned, there's only two religions in this world. It's those who put their faith in Christ and those who do not. That's going to cause division. And it's not just between Christians and non-Christians. Those divisions also take place amongst Christians. We have a lot of different Christian denominations in our country alone. And they teach different things about what God's Word says. How is that? Why is it that if all of us say that we are saved through Jesus and we follow what the Bible says, we can be so different in what we see in the Bible? Maybe because we say the Bible says something different. It's really as simple as that. One person reads the Bible and says, I don't really like what that says. It doesn't seem to make sense to me. I don't get how it is that I can be saved by Christ and by Christ alone. I think I should have to do something for it. That way I'll feel good about myself as having earned it. And next thing you know, our own works get interjected into Christianity and our own need for goodness gets put in there. And all of a sudden, now the Word of God has been changed. We as confessional Lutherans get a lot of flack in our country for this. Maybe you've experienced that. You ever heard anybody go, oh, you're Wells, you're one of them. I have. You're intolerant of others. You think you're better than everybody else. I never said that. I don't think I'm better than anybody. We're all on the same playing field. We're all equal in our sinfulness and our need for a Savior. But I do hold fast to the truth of God's Word, and I'm uncompromising on it. And I'm not ashamed of that. Because I don't want my religion to be based upon what I believe. I want my religion to be based upon what God says. Because He's the only one who gets to determine my eternal fate. We get ridiculed because we don't have an open communion policy, or because we don't join in fellowship with a bunch of other denominations, because we don't go out of our way to have mass worship. It's because you're unloving. That's what we're told. Do you think that's true? Now, I have no doubt that there have been times where the way it has been practiced has not been done in love, because we're sinners, and that happens. But I don't think our purpose is to have a lack of love. In fact, the way I see it, it's the exact opposite. Let me ask you this. What truly is loving? To just gloss over our differences and say God's Word doesn't matter and say you can believe whatever you want, you can interpret the Bible whatever way you want, when we know it's not what God has said, when we look at it and say that's not in line, to say, but it's okay, I don't want to make a problem, I don't want any confrontation, knowing full well that if someone pulls themselves away from the Word of God, pulls themselves away from Jesus, that road doesn't lead to heaven, that road leads to hell. Is that loving to say that's okay? Are you going to let somebody walk fully into their death without even a word of concern and warning? What makes a real friend? Is a real friend the one who tells you every time what you want to hear because they don't want you to be sad? Or is a real friend the one who tells you what you need to hear every once in a while for your own good? Even though they know it may strain their relationship a little bit. We want to show true love. We're going to guide people to the truth. We're going to direct them to Jesus. We're going to point them to Christ. Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way, the only truth, the only life. Without Him, we have no salvation. Here's God's vision of division. He wants there to be division. He wants us to say that these differences matter because God's Word matters. And every time that we say what God has said isn't a big deal, every time that we say you can believe whatever you want, it doesn't matter if that's what God said or not, we're slapping Him in the face. You don't matter. That's what we're telling Him. You don't matter. And what you have said doesn't matter either, because I should be able to believe whatever I want. We're not going to do that. Because it's only through the Word of God, the pure Word of God, that we find life and forgiveness and salvation. We're not going to tell others that it doesn't matter. But in love, always in love, we'll direct to the truth. God wants the division there so that we don't just become complacent and allow false teachers to come in and teach whatever they want and drive people away from the truth. Which happens every single day. So as long as there are sinful differences between us when it comes to religion and how we say we're saved, there's going to have to be division. Or else we're not pointing to the truth. I'll admit, it would be wonderful if we could all come together and coexist without any difficulties, without any differences. There's only one way that's ever going to be able to happen if we want to still hold to the truth of God's Word, and that's if we're all united in the Word. And that's what we strive for. That's what we long for. But that unity has to come not because we become complacent or not because we don't want confrontation, but that unity has to come because we all stand united upon the foundation of Christ and Christ alone and proclaim what God has said to be the only truth we need. What a wonderful blessing that would be, wouldn't it? To be able to all coexist standing on the Word of God, and to know that we have the forgiveness and the life that is only one in Christ, and that we are marching together towards the road of heaven. Until that day comes, there's going to be division. We'll point out the difference. Not because we want to seem better, but because we love everyone else in this world enough to say, I want you to know your Savior. And I want you to live. Amen.